and raining. Raining. You know the real rain.
Yes.
That it just keeps coming down and coming down. You know how sometimes we get cabin fever because we're in the house for just too long, like a couple hours? He's 40 days in this ark and it don't smell good. It don't smell good. You ever been put in some tight places where you got other people that stink? They didn't have no Dial soap. They didn't have no Axe. They didn't have body spray. They didn't have underarm deodorant. They didn't have. Nor was there a litter box for the kitty cats. Nor was there a fire hydrant for all the other animals. And it stunk. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Now, you know that every animal was 2x2 in the ark. So it wasn't that you just had all the ones that you see at the zoo, but you also had the ones that you really don't want to get close to. It's called skunks. But you've been in tight quarters where things get a little stanky. Can you imagine who was there encouraging Noah? Who was there? His family thought he was crazy. You know how we do, because we get pets in our life just so we can talk to them. How many of y'all have pets? Raise your hand. Those are the ones you talk to, right? Because they don't talk back to you. Here's a fact. Be careful how I say this. Husbands, lock your wife and your dog in the trunk. Just giving you an example. Don't really do it. Who's going to be happy to see you when you open the trunk? The dog will. The dog don't care where he's been, where he's at. He don't care now. He's just happy to see you. But your honey, on the other hand, not going to be wagging that tail for you. Your honey, on the other hand, is going to have a few choice words for you. So when we get pets so that we can talk to our pets because they don't talk back to us. Now, some of y'all have pets that do talk back to you. Yeah, I know it, because they have attitude. They have so much attitude that you treat them like they're your own kids. You know how you baby them. You know how you baby them. You don't even want to talk about it. You could tell my baby, come here, papa. Are you hungry? You hungry? They go get you some papa. It's the same reaction all the time. This wasn't the animals in the ark. He had to deal with all this other kind of stuff in the ark too. He was stanky. But it was raining nonstop. How many of you have had to lay down in your bed and it's been raining all day and all night? Covers get real sticky, don't they? It's like super glue. Now, like, if you're like me and it's hot and it's sticky, you know, like when your AC goes out and it's 106 outside. You ain't got no AC. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You try to open up the window, but it's raining. You get wet. Can you imagine? Who was encouraging Noah? Because remember, it was just his immediate family that was in the ark. Can I break it down for you? This isn't the message, but you look over at Mama. Mama, can I get you something? Yeah, can you get it to stop raining? This is your God. He told you to build this boat. Yeah, I'm thankful that we're not drowning, but yeah, we it stinks in here. You didn't bring any Febreze like I told you to bring the Febreze. I told you to bring Febreze, but you thought we don't need that. I told you to bring the shovel, you know, the pooper scooper, but you didn't bring that either. And that's just day one. 40 days of that? 40 days? You know he had to get in isolation. You know he had to get in some isolation with that line. He's like, I ain't going to talk to Mama. Mama not happy. See if I got God's number here. Hey, God, you talked to me for a long time about how to build this boat, but how come I don't hear from you now? You know, you gave me all these measurements on how to build this boat, and then you even made all these animals come, male and female, by themselves into this boat. How come I don't hear from you now? How come I'm not hearing from you right now? Hello? Hello? I gotta go through this by myself? You ever felt like that? You ever felt like you've been going through something and you're alone? Family members can't even encourage you? Matter of fact, your family members are the ones that are discouraging you. Mm-hmm. And then you've got all this other stuff going on. But God led you there, told you to go there, gave you instructions how to get there, and told you this is where you're supposed to be, but he didn't tell you where you were going. Noah did not know where he was going. He just knew that he could get in. How many of y'all been sent in but don't know where you're coming out of? You get sent into something, but you don't know when the timing is. Watch this. No, this is what Noah did. It ain't raining no more, but let's just send a bird out and see what happens. It didn't come back. I guess we're stuck here. And, you know, the boat's like this. Just rocking. And just rocking. But it ain't raining no more. How many of you feel like that when you can see the sunshine, but you're still stuck in the boat? It ain't raining no more, but you're still stuck in the boat. And yet, when can I come out, God? When can I come out of this stinking here? When can I come out of this thing? I've been in here a long time. A very long time. Matter of fact, I see all these dead bodies floating around that didn't want to listen to you. Oh, that's not in y'all's Bible? He flooded the whole earth. The whole earth. The Bible said that the flood came because of the way they were acting, the way they were being. He had to cleanse the land. They didn't have no little lifeboats. They didn't have none. They didn't have the little floaties on their arm. No. They were the floats. Can you imagine what they're seeing outside where they're at, but yet they can't get out? How many of you feel that way? You can't get out of where you're at? Well, I want to encourage you. God is getting ready to blow the waters back. Amen. And he's going to call you out. Thank you, Jesus. Of what he called you into. Maybe now y'all not responding like I said it. He is going to call you out of what he called you into. Some of y'all have been through the toughest season of your life where you think the flood's going to take you out. And you think that all the storm, the rain, and everything that came your way was there to judge you. It wasn't there to judge you. It was there to keep you. And know this, that God is getting ready to call you out of what he called you into.
Hallelujah.
He's going to call you out. And you'll come out. And when you come out, guess where the Bible says that the ark rested? On the mountaintop. Watch this. No, you're missing it. Did he have to climb? Did he have to toil? All he had to do is get used to his surroundings in a place that God called him into. See, the Holy Spirit is indicative of the water. And when you see water, people think that's judgment. But that shows me that if we trust God, hear God, and believe God, and obey God, you won't climb your mountain. He'll raise you to your mountain.
Amen.
Amen. So that when that the ark, which represented salvation and the presence, rested on the mountaintop, can you imagine the view when he came out? Can you imagine the view? Now maybe because we're here in San Antonio, the only thing we see is just cedar trees. Whippy. Get on the mountaintop and you can see down, you can see the valley. Can you see the depths in which you had to climb to get there? But see, when God did it, they didn't have to climb. Now, here's the thing that just baffles my mind. How did the animals get to where they needed to be? It said they were on a mountaintop, and every animal that was in the ark wasn't always a mountain region. How'd they get to their places? Well, that's not in God's Bible either, is it? Some of the things that you go through are not written. Some of the steps that you're going through are not written, they're discovered. That's how your destiny is. You discover your destiny as you go along the journey. But eventually you get to where you're supposed to be. If God made sure that from the mountaintop he got the monkeys to the jungle, don't you think he's going to get you? He's going to get you to where you need to be, right? He's going to get you to it. Wait a minute. Look. Not only the monkeys got there. Let's talk about some kangaroos. How the kangaroos get down from the mountaintop to get to where they need to be. Some supernatural things are getting ready to happen for you. You may be in one place right now, but supernaturally you're going to be in another place. And you'll wind up right where you're supposed to be, and you won't even know how you got there. That's just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Because I don't know how I'm coming out of here, and I don't know how I'm going to get to where I need to go. But somewhere down the line, I'm going to get there. And maybe I'm preaching to myself because I'm going through some mess. I'm going through some stuff. But I don't know how I got here. Don't know how I got there. But I do know one thing. He's the one that's calling me out. Is he calling you out? He's calling you out. Hallelujah. That's Daddy God. Hallelujah. That's the first service. Thank you, Jesus. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. You know, I got here early this morning, and it was nice out. It was breezy. I could see the clouds coming in. I was like, it ain't going to rain today. It ain't going to rain. It's going to rain. It's water day for the kids. We're going to have water day, and it ain't going to rain. Be good. So I'm in here just doing my thing, and Lord, is that you? The more thunder's rolling. God must be bowling in heaven right now. But I felt something stir in me. He says, do you know how you got here? Do you know how you got here? Do you know how you got here? He called you to a certain place. But that certain place wasn't pleasant. But it was purposed. It was purposed. And the end of a thing brings a total healing and salvation to mankind, those that come in connection with you. You're coming out. You're coming out. This I know, because this is the end of the 6 months. We've turned the corner into the 7th month of rest. He's calling you out. He's calling you out. We don't understand why he even called us in. But he's calling us out. The sun will be shining. You'll see the fruits of the land multiplied already for you. Amen. He'll dry up the waters of judgment around you. And that which had death that surrounded you while you were in that place will be removed. So you won't have to face it. And he'll bring you from the mountaintop to the resting place where he has you in your destiny. Amen? Amen. That's a prophetic word of the Lord for you. Because it has nothing to do with what I have to discuss with you today. Nothing. But what I can feel in the atmosphere, heaviness, discouragement, depression, anger. That's what I feel. That's what I feel. But you know what the Bible tells me? If you don't praise me, I'll make these rocks praise me. Some of y'all had struggling. Y'all were struggling to praise. Pastor, I'll just go get the rock itself. It's all right. It's all right. But one thing that I understand about God, your breath is the praise to Him. Your tears are a praise to Him. Even your despondency is an opportunity for Him. Do you see that? Everything you go through is purposed. It's planned. Why would He send me this way? Why do I have to be here? How long? When you come out, you'll understand. When you come out. But you're coming out. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, you're coming out. You're coming out. Look to the other neighbor. You're coming out. Now, what is this? Watch this, buddy. I want you to run. I want you to run. Go touch someone in the back row. Touch someone in the front. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get off this despondency over you. Get up. Go tell someone. You're coming out. 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 Come on. You're coming out. Praise break. Praise break. You're coming out. 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 Move, 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 move. You're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. Come on, move, move, move. You're coming out. 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 Praise break. You're coming out. You're coming out. Come on, come on, come on. You're coming out. 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 Hey, coming out, brother. Coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out.
Noah, I was just reading in 2 Samuel about the Lord delivering Noah.
And amen. Really? Then that's God was speaking, baby. God was speaking. You can't find praise break?
Coming out.
Coming out.
Coming
that's
out.
Right. Coming out. Coming out. I'm coming out. Coming out. Coming out. Coming out. Coming out. Come on. Shake that devil off. That's right. Coming out. Coming out. Hallelujah. Get your donuts. Get your coffee. Get your juice. Just keep them in if it's raining still.
I was going to say, a lot of kids, I don't see them with water things in
them. Just keep them in. Just keep them in. It's okay.
Or if it's not raining, they come outside, right?
Yeah. It's up to you. You make the call. Make the call. Coming out, girl. You're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out. Coming out. Coming out, man. You're coming out. You're coming out, sir. Coming out. That's right. That's right. Come on, you're coming out, you're coming out. Get your donuts, get your coffee, get your juice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm gonna put the next slide. Coming out.
This is what we're gonna do.
All coming out together. Amen. 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 Coming out, man. Coming out, man. Coming out.
The angels declare you are holy. Woo! And there is no other one. No one and we stand.
Give me shackles. There you go, boy. You're coming out. You're coming out. Ooh. That's it right there.
Sure, it's hot out here. No. I don't mind, though.
Come on,
that's great.
know what I'm saying?